You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Mark Welch and by Director of Bands and Orchestra, Dennis Johnson. Welcome back to Sounds Good, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So coming up on October 15th, the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America will be performing at Lovett Auditorium. Tell me a little bit about this band and how this came together.
I'll take a stab at that, Dennis.
Okay.
We've been trying to get one of the military bands here. This sort of came about in my town and gown role, and we made a couple of stabs at getting the President's Own, the U.S. Marine Band here, and just weren't able to pull that together. And this kind of dropped into our lap when we found out that there are certainly more than one great military concert bands in the country, and just so fortunate that this worked out with their itinerary. They're doing some other concerts in the area, but we are the first in this area on the 15th, and very excited about having them in Lovett.
Yeah, they sent me an email, and we've had two graduates from Murray State play in this band, the Air Force Band of the Midwest, and so I know many of them, and also the quality of music that they produce. So when they said they were going to be in the area and wanted to know if we would host them, there was no difficulty at all. I said, yes, let's do it right now. And then I got a hold of Mark, and since then everything's come together beautifully.
Do you know what kind of, is there a particular repertoire that a lot of these bands, kind of the military bands, stick to, or do you know what they will be playing on the 15th?
Yeah, they just sent me a program, but of course you have to assume when you get one of the military bands that it's going to be a patriotic-based performance. But on the program, they have some serious music as well, and then they have a singer that's going to be doing a light arrangement of some tunes, and they're going to feature a couple of their artists in the band as soloists, and so it's going to be a varied program of music, and I think it's going to be really entertaining.
And we should note, this is their concert band. This is not their jazz band.
No.
This is not their parade band, but this is the concert band. So these musicians are of incredible caliber. They could be performing in symphony orchestras across the country.
Yeah, it's a professional position.
It
when
is.
You're in the Air Force Band, it's you're considered a professional.
It seems kind of unique. Obviously, there's a tradition of some of military bands in the United States, but we don't probably necessarily think of that first when we think of the military. What is the history of some of these bands?
Well, all the armed forces have bands. Some are called base bands, which generally serve the base that they're on and that immediate area. Some are called regional bands, and that's probably what we would put this band, Band of the Midwest, because it does service the entire Midwest. And then you have the groups that are in Washington, D.C., like Mark mentioned. You know, you have the Marine Band, the President's Own. You have the Air Force Band of Flight, the Coast Guard Band. They're all right around D.C., so that's generally how it's broken up.
Gotcha. I know the music department has lots of things, lots of irons in the fire, as you would say. Is there anything else coming up that would be worth noting or mentioning in addition to this performance of the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America on the 15th?
Oh, I'm...
Did I stump you there?
No, yeah, well, my next big gig is the community band, but that won't be until December.
There's lots of concerts. They can go to the Department of Music website. And
yeah, we're in the sweet spot for recitals now,
right,
aren't we?
Yeah, lots of recitals, concerts coming up very soon. So,
Austin, we should mention a couple of things. This is a free concert, but tickets are required. This just helps us plan for a headcount. So folks can pick up tickets at the CFSB Center at the box office, which is down on that lower level. And then they'll have preferred seating, so when the doors open, folks who have tickets will be seated first. And then there's plenty of room in Lovett Auditorium, so I don't think anybody will be turned away. But just an understanding that if you have not procured a ticket yet, you won't be seated until about 10 or 15 minutes prior to the beginning of the performance.
So we'll mention this is the 15th is next Thursday. Will people be able to get tickets at the door?
Yeah. Again, it's not a problem walking in. It's just preferred seating, and it helps us with a head count. Again, it would be helpful for us if you'd go ahead and get a ticket.
Also, I think they should be recognized for their generosity. They are giving clinics the day before on Wednesday for our instrumental students. And they're doing this free of charge, and it's an hour and a half. They're going to donate and give clinics to all of our musicians. So,
oh, wow, that's excellent.
That's fantastic. So that's why I'd like to see a large crowd Thursday night and to say thank you.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully some folks who would be interested in this will hear about it and try to get out there. Is there anyone else on the bill, or is it just going to be the Air Force Band that night?
Just going to be the Air Force Band that night.
Okay, great. Great. Well, unless there's anything else that you guys would like to mention.
Just reiterate the details. 7:30, right, Dennis?
7:30 start.
7:30 on the 15th in Lovett Auditorium. Be a beautiful night of music.
Excellent. Well, I've been speaking with Mark Welch and Dennis Johnson, who is the director of bands and orchestras at Murray State, talking about the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America, who will be performing at Lovett Auditorium at 7:30 on October 15th, which is next Thursday. So everyone check that out. Thank you guys for being here
today.
Thanks,
Austin.
Thank you.
You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.